We're in Psalm chapter 4 tonight, Psalm chapter 4, and as I've read through Psalm chapter 4 this week, sometimes you read scriptures, things just jump out at you. You know, I never seen that. Or you say, well, I never thought about it that way, you know. And so when I read Psalm 4:1, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Number one, he's admitting he's not the righteous one. God is.
Amen.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. And that just jumped right out. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Now, when we think about being enlarged by God, the average American Christian thinks of material things. You know, the old saying, living large. You go down to Chester, somebody's got him a new car and a new motorcycle and a new Sea-Doo, you know, and they say, man, he's living large. He's living large. Amen. Maybe down in, I don't know, Florence or Darlington, somebody got that, they'll say, he's stepping in high cotton. He's stepping in high cotton. That means it's cotton real high. That you got a lot of cotton. He's going to make a lot of money. Down in Chester, they say, living large. And, so we think, most people do, they think materially, you know, about, he is enlarging his stuff. More stuff. Y'all know what I'm saying? Does that sound right to y'all? Getting larger in his stuff. You know, sometimes in his stuff. You know, he's getting larger in his stuff. Amen? Amen. By the way, the Bible says that the Word of God makes the bones fat. Didn't say nothing about the rest of it, alright? And but God, here's David, think about it. Here's David. In Psalm 1, he was talking about how to be a blessed man. And then we saw in Psalm 2, he was talking about why the heathen rage against him, about persecution and those things. And then in Psalm 3, we saw where he talked about the Lord has sustained him. The Lord had kept him and taken care of him. And now in Psalm 4, we'll see where God has enlarged him. God has made him larger, bigger, larger. Grande, the Mexican would say, grande. Not so much physically as spiritually. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Because he said, in my distress, when I was in distress, he said, when I was in trouble, when I was going through a hard time, when I was being persecuted. Think about the life of David. Most times when people think of David, they don't think of hard times and they don't think of distress and they don't think of heartache and heartbreak and disappointment and sin and failure. They usually think of the line of David and that royal line, you know, and living in royalty and having servants and all that thing. But David's life was very little about that. And when it was about that, that's when he got in trouble. That's when he got in trouble. He was just a little shepherd boy. That's all he was that God chose. He didn't choose this. God chose this for him. He didn't volunteer for it. God drafted him. God drafted this young man to be the king of Israel. And so once he takes the throne, which, by the way, was a lot of distress getting there. A lot of distress getting to the throne. And then once he got to the throne, he might have had peace with his enemies a lot of times, but he had distress in his own family, in his own house. His own son turned against him. Had to run from him. We talked about that last week. Had to hide in a cave and things like that from his own son. And you're talking about distress, Brother Ron. Your children can break your heart worse than anything else. Amen. And I know that from personal experience because I broke my mama's heart. Many times I broke my mama's heart. And, God must have enlarged her. God must have taken care of her. Psalm 4 is given through a man who had his heart enlarged by the Lord. See, in his distress, in his heart, God was enlarging him, giving him more faith, giving him more peace, giving him more grace, see. But it costs something to have a big heart. It costs something. You ever heard somebody say, well, that fellow's got a big heart? You know what that means? He's, what they're saying is, he's willing to sacrifice it for others. Amen. We're not born that way. We're born with little hard hearts. Amen. Stony hearts, he said. So he took out my stony heart. Isaiah said he took out my stony heart and he gave me a fleshly heart. A tender heart. There's a cost to having your heart enlarged by God. And distress is the cost. But because he brings us through the distress, then we have more faith, more grace, more peace. Amen. Now, he speaks of a work here that God did in him that increased his capacity to care about other people. You know, you'll be a whole lot more sympathetic if the Lord puts you through some stuff first. Amen. And by the way, Paul said that's why he does it. That we might comfort them the way God comforted us or others comforted us. Amen. It's a sorry Christian that doesn't comfort other people. Or either it's a young Christian who's never needed comfort themselves. Y'all listening? Y'all gonna need this. You better listen. I'm telling y'all young people especially, God will enlarge your heart, but it's a high price you will pay. Right. But you need it.
Right.
You, amen. The things of God do not come cheaply.
Right.
Even in the Christian's life, salvation's free, but it wasn't cheap. God gave his best for my salvation, your salvation. It cost God a lot. And God enlarged his heart in order to do that. God so loved the world. That's an enlarged love. And so here David has been through distress. He's been attacked. He's been betrayed. He's been turned on by his own son. And God sustained him in chapter 3 and now chapter 4. God has enlarged him. All hell, it felt like, come against him, and yet he felt enlarged. Now, did you know that God works in our lives to make us more like Christ? Compassionate toward others. Did you know that he can't do that unless you've had to have compassion on you yourself? You know, you'd be a whole lot more likely to give food to somebody if there's been a time in your life where you needed some.
Amen.
Did you know the people that give the most in churches are poor people? You don't believe that? Look at the Catholic Church. It's the richest church in the world, and it's full of poor people.
Yeah.
You know why poor people can give more? They can say, except by the grace of God, there go I. That's happened to me before. I wouldn't want anybody to go through that. Ain't that right? That's why drug addicts are so compassionate, ex-drug addicts are so compassionate on drug addicts, drunks on ex-drunks on drunks, amen? And so God works in our lives to make us more like Christ. That's what he does. He enlarges our heart. Look, when you got saved, you had a little old stony heart, just like that wood right there. And then God saved you and he changed that thing into a fleshy heart. And you'd cry at the drop of a hat. Somebody could tell you a story about a kitty cat getting run over. You just weep like, if they could put that in a sermon somewhere, they'd have you at the altar. Y'all remember those days? Boy, they could preach about some little old girl somewhere dropping her hat. If that was in a sermon on Jesus Christ, you'd hit the altar crying. Thank God he gave us a fleshly heart.
Amen.
Now, I come from a family of hard hearts. We were hard people. Hard people. Not much compassion. Not much compassion. And God's really had to work on me. God's really had to work on me. Woo! But I thank God. And by the way, Brother Ron, it was never a pleasant experience when he operated on me. You know, when he gave me salvation, that was an operation. You know, it wasn't pleasant. You know, he didn't give me no painkiller before he started. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Just weeping, crying, hurt, have a broken heart. I'm going to hell and I ought to go. I deserve it. He ought to burn me twice, you know, all this stuff, you know. And God saved us. And we went through some things that we could have a enlarged heart. Now, I want you to notice that David talks to God, not men.
good.
David's talking to God. He's not talking to men.
Amen.
Well, there's several reasons for that. Number one, not many people's going to have any sympathy on you. They're really not. Even Christians, they're not going to have much sympathy on you. Well, you ought to pull yourself up by your own bootstrap. Bless God. Hallelujah. You ever heard that kind of stuff? Oh, shut up. You won't sound so good when you're in the hospital. Amen. Amen.
I got 2 bottles of water. I'm blessed.
Amen. I've been in Lord's. I got 2 bottles of water. Listen to this. I thought about this. David sought God first. And it's God that's working in our lives. It's Him that desires to do something in our heart. Not man. Not mankind. So the first counsel I got to get is God.
Amen.
I got to get God first. And did you know what? We usually talk too much to people anyway.
Come on now.
Yeah. We talk too much to people anyway. Don't get quiet on me now. You're shouting a while ago. We'll have talked to God more and people less. You know why? Half the time we're going to have to go back and apologize for what we said. Amen. That's why He gave you 2 ears and 1 tongue, so you listen twice as much as you talk. Amen. We pray too little. We pray too little. Look at the people that God enlarges. When the Lord wants something done, you know what He does? He finds somebody to do it.
Amen.
Y'all listening? Do I have to come back there? I'm put a Bible between you or something. Listen, y'all ain't married yet, by the way. You ain't supposed to be sitting that close. You'll get COVID. COVID is the best birth control they've ever... anyway, let me tell you something. Did you know when God wants to work on somebody, He uses somebody to do it?
Amen.
You have never... just had God come down to your front door and knock on the door and say, Danny, I need to talk to you. Tell your wife, go into the other room. He usually sends some old preacher down and say, Danny, the Lord wants to talk to you. Or Ron, He'll send your wife. Now that's when it's really hard.
Amen.
He'll send somebody, but He always sends somebody to preach or teach something. And did you know what? God had to prepare that person before they could come to you.
Yes.
Amen.
And God had to enlarge that person's heart before He could enlarge your heart.
Yes, sir. Right. Amen.
Amen. I'm glad there's still people that God enlarges their heart and that they let Him.
Amen.
And then, did you know that we focus too much on the external? Did you know David didn't cry for a throne or a kingdom? David never cried or prayed for a throne or a kingdom. Never did. No, he didn't. Did you know he spoke of the fact that God had enlarged him, not a throne or a kingdom?
Yes.
There ain't many young people here tonight. Most of us old people already know it. There's nothing on this world, on this planet, physically, that will change a person's heart. Did you know that?
Right.
Oh, if I just had this, if I just had that house, I just had that car, I just had that person. And then you get it, and it didn't change your heart one bit.
Wow.
You might have enjoyed it a little bit, might have had a little pleasure in it, but in the end, Holroyd, the things on this world will not do anything for the heart. If anything, they'll burden the heart.
Yes.
If anything, they'll turn the heart. But they will not give you a compassionate, loving, gentle heart. The things on this world will not. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so we focus too much. Did you know the main work that God desires for me and you, God, the main work to do is for us and in us. That's His main work. His main work is not for us and out there to get this, to get that, to control this, to own that. His main work is for us, in us. to change us inside. Now, here's how you get enlarged, and I'll quit. I don't have much of a sermon. But did you know it's not the way that the world would choose? His way goes against our nature. Here's the way we would have our heart enlarged. By getting what we want, we thought, boy, if I can just have that, I'll be happy. If I can just have that, I'll be happy. But that's not the way God chose it. If you're a mature Christian, it's because you had to face distressing times. Every Christian wants to grow. But in order to grow, we've got to be enlarged.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And it takes distress. Troubled times. Did you know that troubled times in Christ don't destroy people, but it builds people up?
Yes, sir.
It does. And usually the darkest times is when he calls us to a greater gift, for greater service. He enlarges our heart. And then verse 7 and 8, if you look at it, and I'm just about through. Look at verse 7 and 8. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. More than in the time that their corn and their wine increase, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Did you know that peace is gained by an enlarged heart? There's peace in trusting Christ. There's peace under his wings. There's peace in his right hand. There's peace in his divine will. And even in great distress, he gives us great peace, and he enlarges our faith and enlarges our heart and our compassion and our desires. And did you know distress is the prescription that will make us better Christians, not bitter Christians. That's the prescription. If we ask to have a larger heart, more compassion, more love, be more long-suffering, more faith, you know what the prescription is going to be? God's going to write a prescription, and it's going to say, all right, you're going to have some distress in order to stretch it and get better. Because then you'll see I'm going to bring you through it. And when you get through on the other side, you'll be better.
Yes.
And then you'll be glad you prayed that prayer. Yeah. Some people say, don't pray for patience. No, go back and read. It said, patience giveth hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Pray for patience. Amen. As a Christian, you know, we get to a point, especially as you get older, where you just kind of say, well, maybe I need to let somebody else do this. Maybe I need to let somebody else teach that class. Maybe I need to let somebody else do this, do that. And you say, so God, would just let me have a little rest, a little peace. And God say, no, I ain't through with you yet. Amen. And so, as a mature Christian, though, distress shouldn't scare us. Because we've been through it before. And we know it's better on the other side. And we know we're going to come out better than what we went in. Amen. So there's David. He said, God, enlarge my heart. Wait a minute, David, your son turned against you. God, enlarge my heart. Wait a minute, David, your people turned against you. God, enlarge my heart. Wait a minute, David, you was living in a cave with spiders and bugs. God, enlarge my heart. Wait a minute, David, I see you coming back. Oh, there he is, riding that white horse, coming back to sit on the throne again. Amen?
Amen.
And so he got better. Amen. And that's my message. And that's all I got. Amen. So this week, when you're in distress, say, Lord, enlarge my heart through this.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
let's stand. Father, thank you for your inerrant word.